In 1966, John Lennon climbed a ladder in a London gallery, squinted through a ceiling-mounted spyglass, and found a single word that would alter his life. Yes, that moment sparked his relationship with Yoko Ono and inspired All You Need Is Love. Yet securing that powerful yes from others isn't about luck or charisma. It's about understanding the hidden levers of human psychology. This book reveals how tiny, scientifically validated tweaks to your approach can transform your persuasive power. Bill Gates named it among his 5 favorite books, and Malcolm Gladwell called it utterly compelling. The secret? Minor adjustments, backed by rigorous research, can turn anyone from a persuasion lightweight into a heavyweight, not through manipulation, but by aligning with how our minds naturally work. When writer Colleen Schott changed infomercial copy from "Operators are waiting" to "Operators are busy," she shattered a 20-year sales record. The reason? Social proof. Our tendency to look to others when uncertain. A hotel towel experiment demonstrated this powerfully. Standard environmental appeals worked modestly, but when signs mentioned that previous guests in that specific room had reused towels, compliance jumped 33%. This influence operates invisibly. Most people deny following the crowd while doing exactly that. In studies, participants adjusted answers to match group consensus, yet insisted they'd formed independent opinions. This blind spot makes social proof particularly potent. It shapes decisions without triggering resistance. We're most powerfully swayed by people whose circumstances mirror our own. Don't automatically lead with your most impressive testimonial. Choose the one from someone most similar to your audience. Research shows peer influence from immediate colleagues proves up to 4 times more effective than top-down mandates. Salespeople who share cultural backgrounds with clients achieve 21% higher close rates. Perceived similarity often matters more than actual similarity. Focus on aspects your audience will readily identify with. Anti-littering campaigns showing trash-filled landscapes often increase littering by signaling widespread behavior. The Crying Indian commercial and Petrified Forests, 14 tons of wood stolen yearly, created social proof for the wrong behavior. Research confirmed signs highlighting theft, many past visitors have removed wood, nearly tripled theft rates, while simple requests, please don't remove wood, reduced it. Health campaigns emphasizing widespread binge drinking similarly backfired. The solution? Strategic framing. Replace 40% miss meetings with 60% attend all meetings. The magnetic middle effect pulls people toward average regardless of direction. California energy users above average reduced consumption by 5.7% when informed, but efficient users increased by 8.6%. The fix? Add social approval symbols. Smiley faces for low energy users maintained their habits. When addressing tardiness, publicly recognize perfect attendance. Satisfy both conformity and approval simultaneously to guide behavior effectively. A 200-flavor ice cream shop sounds appealing, but excessive choice often backfires. Research on 800,000 workers showed retirement plan participation dropped 2% for every 10 additional investment funds offered, from 75% enrollment with 2 funds to just 60% with 59 funds. In a supermarket study, 30% of customers bought jam when shown 6 varieties, but only 3% purchased when presented with 24 options. Evaluating numerous alternatives creates anxiety about wrong choices, fear of regret, and mental exhaustion, prompting people to abandon decisions entirely. Yet, variety isn't universally harmful. Amazon thrives with millions of products through robust search tools. When Procter & Gamble cut Head & Shoulders varieties from 26 to 15, sales jumped 10%. This principle extends broadly. Parents offering children limited but meaningful choices see better cooperation, while restaurants with focused menus achieve higher per-item sales. By curating options to a manageable number, you boost engagement, satisfaction, and action. Why would Iceland grant citizenship to Bobby Fischer, a fugitive who praised the 9/11 hijackers, straining relations with the United States? In 1972, Fischer defeated Boris Spassky in Iceland during the Cold War, bringing unprecedented global attention to the small country. 3 decades later, Icelanders felt compelled to repay this debt, demonstrating reciprocity's extraordinary power, our deep obligation to repay what others have done for us. This principle operates most powerfully when gifts feel personal and unexpected. Restaurant servers who gave each diner one candy increased tips by 3.3%, while 2 candies boosted tips by 14.1%. Most impressive, servers who gave 1 candy started to leave, then turned back to offer a second piece, especially for you, increased tips by 23%. The power came from significance, unexpectedness, and personalization. Benjamin Franklin won over a hostile legislator by asking to borrow a rare book. After returning it with gratitude, the legislator spoke with newfound civility, beginning a lifelong friendship. By requesting a small favor, Franklin triggered the man's need to justify his helpfulness by developing positive feelings, a masterclass in reciprocity's transformative power. When researchers asked homeowners to display a large "Drive Carefully" sign on their lawn, only 17% agreed. But another group showed 76% compliance through one change. 2 weeks earlier, they'd agreed to display a tiny window sign. This foot-in-the-door technique works because after the small commitment, people began seeing themselves as civic-minded citizens, creating internal pressure to act consistently with this new self-image. The strategy works everywhere. Salespeople secure customers with small trial orders. Parents start with pick up one toy before building to larger responsibilities. New exercisers succeed with 10-minute walks that gradually increase rather than immediate hour-long gym sessions. Our deep desire for consistency means once we take a small step in one direction, we feel compelled to continue. Written commitments dramatically outperform verbal ones. When college students actively filled out forms stating their willingness to help with an AIDS education project, 49% showed up versus only 17% who passively agreed. A restaurant owner cut no-shows from 30% to 10% by changing "please call if you have to cancel" to "will you please call if you have to cancel." That shift from statement to question required an active response, dramatically increasing commitment. These principles offer scientifically validated pathways to genuine influence. The power lies not in manipulation, but in understanding the invisible forces shaping human decisions. Apply these insights everywhere, encouraging your child with homework, inspiring your team through change, motivating yourself toward better habits. Decades of research confirm these principles work. The real question is whether you'll use them ethically to create positive change. Start small today. Choose one principle, apply it thoughtfully, and watch minor adjustments create major transformations. Because influence isn't about forcing others to say yes, it's about creating conditions where yes becomes the natural, authentic response.